SEPTA has canceled about a dozen train trips today as it continues to struggle with a lack of rail cars. Fewer trains are available for service as SEPTA crews conduct federally mandated inspections on some of the agency's 50-year-old Silver Liner cars. Spokesman Andrew Bush says the inspections and repairs are being done as quickly as possible.
As of today, we have inspected 210 of the 223 rail cars that we need to complete by Friday. So that's moving in the right direction. We expect that we're going to hit Friday's deadline. And then we've returned close to 80 of those vehicles into service. So that number is continuing to come up as well.
SEPTA's reached a deal with a Maryland transit agency to lease about a dozen rail cars from their backup fleet, which will be put into service in our region as soon as possible. Center City, Philadelphia is decked in holiday evergreen, but there's lots of work to do before the city officially turns on the lights. WHYY's Tom McDonald has details.
The 60-foot tree now standing on the north side of City Hall will have 6,000 lights and other adornments before it receives illumination on December 4th. Michael DeBain of Welcome Philadelphia says the 4-ton tree took decades to grow.
This tree was grown at Stutzman Family Farms. Dan Stutzman, the current proprietor of the farm and the third generation of the Stutzman family, tells us that this tree was planted by his father when he was just a little boy over 75 years ago.
Mayor Cheryl Parker says the arrival of the tree is the beginning of a holiday celebration that will include a special guest star for the December 4th lighting ceremony.
It's a Grammy-winning singer, songwriter, actress, known as the princess of both hip-hop and R&B, and I am referring to none other than Ashanti.
More artists and events surrounding the holiday season will be announced soon. Tom McDonald, WHYY News.
In sports, Flyers take on the Oilers in South Philly this evening. This is WHYY.